Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com.
Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, where I coach owners of cleaning companies every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on anything and everything related to building and growing cleaning companies. If that sounds like you and you are committed to being the biggest and the best in your area, you can go to growmycleaningcompany.com and get everything you need to create the cleaning company you've always wanted. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, or you just have some feedback or a question you'd like me to answer on the show, you can email our producer, Natalie, at nat@growmycleaningcompany.com. We love hearing from you, Cleaning Nation. That said, today we are chatting with Alejandra Garibe from the Central Indiana Cleaning. Central Indiana Cleaning serves the Indianapolis area with residential and commercial cleaning. If you want to reach out to Alejandra and her team, you can get a hold of them at centralindianacleaning.com. Alejandra, I am so excited to have you on the show. Welcome to Cleaning Nation.
Hi.
You're going to have to be a little more chatty if we're going to have any fun. Tell me about yourself. How did you get into the cleaning business, Alejandra?
I got into the cleaning business because about 8 years ago, I lost my job, and it was hard to find a job. So I decided to start asking the people I know, like my lawyer, if she needs any help cleaning her house. And she was my first client, and she recommended me with her neighbors, and then the neighbors with the friends. So that's how I started, because I lost my job.
Okay. And how long ago did you lose your job?
8 years.
Okay. So it's been a year since you've been in the business. Has this been your full-time endeavor the whole time, or how does that work?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, since the first day, I'm being involved in the cleaning.
Okay, perfect. And then, are you still doing all the cleaning yourself, or have you hired cleaners, or what stage of business are you at?
Oh, no, we have 7 helpers.
Good for you. Okay, so you've only been in a year, and you've already got 7 people cleaning with you.
Yes.
Congratulations, Alejandro. That's awesome. And do you still do some of the cleaning, or you do mostly management now?
I do both. I still go with the team and at least drive them and leave them at the places, houses, or offices.
All right.
And I make sure everything goes right, and then I come back to pick them up.
Okay, so you're not doing as much cleaning, but you are still kind of doing some on-site management.
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Anything else? Are you married? Do you have kids? What? Tell us a little bit about you.
I am married, and I have 4 kids.
Awesome. And is your husband or children involved in the business at all?
Two of my older sons are involved.
Okay. And then is your husband, is he supportive? Does he care? Does he do his own thing?
He supports me, and any decisions I want to take for the company, he's 100% supporting us, and it's really, really good help.
That's awesome. That's a huge gift. I do a lot of coaching, and if we don't have spousal support, it's honestly hard for me to accept a coaching client, because if the husband or wife's not on board, it's so hard. So that's really a gift that your husband's an encouragement. Does he own his own business as well, or does he work for someone else, or what's his situation?
No, he works for a different company. It's a full time job, and whenever I need his help cleaning, so on weekends or evenings, he helps too.
Perfect. Okay. Well, awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. And congratulations. It sounds like you're doing, for just being in business a year, having 7 helpers is a great start. I would love to help keep you moving forward. What's going on in your business and your world today that I can help you with?
Putting together a bidding package.
Okay. Yeah, and I think we've talked quite a bit about pricing and how to decide on pricing. So there's lots of, I'll see if I can get Natalie, when she writes this show notes page, to kind of link to a couple other episodes of that would talk about the pricing and how to come about your pricing, how to know what to price. So we've covered that, but I don't know how many times we've covered bid packages and what exactly should be in that. So thank you for asking that. And I think, I know I can give you some value, and I think we can give Cleaning Nation some value as well. So let me start here. The biggest mistake people make both on site when they're doing the job walk and then when they do the bidding package is they talk about how many hours we're going to be there and how many toilets we're going to clean and if we're going to vacuum this or that or which trash cans are included and all that kind of technical detail stuff. Now, you have to have that in there, right? You can't just say, we'll clean your building and not be more specific because, you know, they're going to, that's how you get scope creep and they start, you know, you think you signed up for one thing for a X amount of dollars and they want you to do a lot more work. So it is important to line out exactly what you're going to do. So that's the first thing is you have to be very specific about both what you will do and what you won't do, right? So if we'll use residential, if you're not going to clean the microwave, put that in, or even better, put if you'd like the microwave clean, that's a $30 charge or whatever the case may be. So first and foremost, you have to put what you are going to do and what you're not going to do. That's easy. Most people do that. So that's not, you know, Alejandro's probably going, I don't need you to coach me to tell me to put that in. Of course I know that. But the problem is that's usually what most people put is 90% of their bid. That really needs to be 10% of the bid. Does any questions so far, Alejandro? Or are we on the same page?
We're on the same page.
Okay. So if you're, the next question is, okay, well, if that's only 10% of my bid, what should the other 90% be? And really the bid packet is should be the final piece of the sales message. So when you're on site, you shouldn't be, again, you have to have a quick conversation about what would you like and what would you not like. But that context should be within the, or that conversation should be in the context of what is your pain? Why are you, why am I here? Why did you invite me out to give you a bid today? Is it because if you're a homeowner, you're too busy, you don't have time with your family? It stresses you out, makes you feel like a bad mom if your house is dirty. Or on the commercial side, is it because your employees don't want to be, it's hard to hire top talent when your office is shabby or you own the building and you want to make sure that you keep the value high by keeping it look nice? Or, you know, your boss yells at you when employees complain or customers complain about the office being dirty. What is your pain? They didn't call you out to clean their office or their home. They called you out because they have some sort of pain in their life that they're hoping you can solve. Does that, are we on the same page, Alejandro? Because that's a big,
yes.
Okay, cool. So the bulk of your conversation is going to be, tell me about your pain, help me understand your pain, let me explain that pain back to you so you know that I understand it better than all the other people bidding, and then any of the cleaning will only be in the context of that pain. So you're really talking about what upsets you, what keeps you up at night, what stresses you out, what makes you crazy, and then you talk about how you can solve that, ideally with the service that you offer, which happens to be cleaning. So the same goes with the bid process as the bid package. The bid package should be all about how you understand their pain, right? So their pain might be, well, the cleaning company, I don't trust them. They switched people on me. We had a VIP in town and the place was dirty and I looked stupid. So you want to make sure that you have a whole package that assuages all that fear. And you want to have a package because you're going to give everyone the same package with a little bit of customization. So you want to basically know all of your customers' fears and you want to address all of those fears in the bid package. So for example, I always would put copies of my insurance, right? One of the things that I'm going to talk about is if they go, well, I'm not sure. Some of the people that come look shady and I, you know, we have ladies here late at night and some of the guys are kind of creepy and we don't like that. So in my bid package, I'm going to have, if I do background checks, I'm going to have a sample background check in there. I'm going to have the name and number of the people I do background checks with. Obviously, you need insurance. So I'm going to have a copy of my workman's comp insurance in there, my liability insurance. I'm going to explain to them in the bid packet why insurance is important and how you need to have that and what kind of liabilities the customer might have if I'm not properly insured. I'm going to have my guarantee. I'm a huge fan of guaranteeing work because, again, they're probably nervous that, oh, the company used to do a good job when they were here before, but they've been here a year. Now they get sloppy and we complain and they don't fix it. Well, if I have a guarantee, they know that that work's guaranteed. If they complain, something's actually going to be done about it. So I'm putting together a whole package of information that they're interested in having. I have my whole policy in terms of here's how we keep our keys and here's who has access and who doesn't, because again, they're trusting with your access to the building. So the big thing is you really need to understand all the pains your customers might go through, and you want to solve each and every one of those pains in the bid packet. Because if you just say, we'll take out this trash for $500 a month, you're not giving them enough information if someone else comes in for $400 a month, right? But if you say our work is guaranteed and we do background checks and we do drug tests and here's who we use for our insurance, for our liability and for our workers' compensation, and here's a picture of the uniforms that we use, and all of our people have picture IDs, and here's a sample picture ID, and here's that sort of a thing. You're putting together a whole package, so Alejandro, when you put together that package, and it's like a 10, 12 page thing, and maybe you bring some cookies that you bake from home, and you bring in this whole thing, and some other guy comes with one sheet saying, we'll do this and we won't do that, $500 a month, he almost doesn't have a chance to bid against you. Does that make, I know I'm throwing a lot at you, but this is a topic I'm excited about. Does that make sense? Do you have any questions, or how can I help? I feel like I'm going a little fast for you.
Oh, this makes total sense. He's helping me a lot. I'm taking notes of everything.
Okay, well, that's the beautiful thing about the podcast. This will be out there recorded, so you can come back and refer to it anytime. So the big key is that the whole conversation is going to be about their pain, not about you and your cleaners, because they don't care about you and your cleaners. And when you do the bid package, you're going to be responding to all of their pain. So you don't, anything that you put about yourself, like, hey, we have the best insurance, they don't care about that. You've got to tie that insurance to we make sure that our customers are protected at the highest level. See how that's different? We have really good insurance, the customer's not interested in. We protect our customers' assets and liabilities and make sure that they don't have any workman's compensation issues because we cover all of that for them. The customer's interested in that. So the key is really understanding their pain. And every time you have an objection where the customer says, well, we only want people that have X, our perfect one is our cleaners used to do a really good job, but now they've gotten sloppy. Well, shoot, how can I fix that? How can I make sure that's not us? Well, if I guaranteed the work and said, if we don't do a good job, you don't have to pay for it, that's a pretty good expectation that you're not going to screw it up, and you can show them that. So every time you get an objection or reason they don't want to go with you, you're too expensive. Well, that you're not too expensive. You just didn't build enough value in what you're doing. So that's really what I would do is understand their pain, put together lots of bullets. So all the things that they're going to respond because again, they're not going to tell you right then. A lot of times they want to go into a meeting or talk with other people. You want to make sure that you provide them with all the ammunition. So when they go to that other person's like, wow, they're guaranteed and they have badges and picture ID and they do background checks and they proved all this stuff. This is amazing. And again, once your competition comes in with a bid, if they just have a little one page sheet, like $500 a month to come 3 times a week, you're going to have a really time. Even if you're $1,000 a month, they might call you and say, wow, we really prefer to go with you. Is there any way we could change the scope of work so maybe we can afford you? And that's the kind of conversations you want to be having, as opposed to when you just give them one sheet and, hey, we'll do this and that twice a week for $500 a month. All you've given them is price, right? So they're going to go with the lowest price. But once you put together a package that really gives the entire value proposition of A, I understand your pain. B, I'm explaining your pain. C, here's all this documentation proving not only do I understand your pain, but I'm going to be able to solve your pain. That's the kind of conversation that you want to have. And it really positions you properly. So man, I feel like I've been talking a lot. Alejandra, questions, comments, rude remarks, jump in the mix here. How can I help?
Oh, I think this is being very helpful. So I don't know if you want me to have any or check on any websites to have an idea about how to build this package.
Okay.
Or do you recommend me to create my own on my own ideas, or what is the best way to start to build it?
Great question. So what I heard you saying is, okay, I get the concept, Mike, but I want to actually do this. How do I do it? There's a couple pieces. So first and foremost, don't get confused with the mechanics of it, right? Like, what should it look like? Really, first and foremost is pain. Once you understand their pain and you're answering their pain, the way it happens is not that big of a deal. So you can go to, I know there's software out there and I haven't used any of it or gotten feedback from my clients, so I can't really recommend or disrecommend, but I know there's plenty of softwares out there that just do the bids, right? They talk about where you can kind of, and there's some good ones, right? I'm not knocking them. I just don't know any well enough that I could recommend them to you. But I know there's softwares out there that you can put in how long you think it'll take and they kind of spit out a bid and it looks kind of nice. But again, that's maybe a tenth of the thing. So if you're going to build this, Alejandra, get your customer's pain, line it out, and then get all the components. So you might put sheet one, insurance, and then you're just going to get a copy of your insurance that you give that same copy to every bid. Thing two might be your guarantee, and you're going to create a guarantee, and maybe you go on Fiverr or Craigslist and you find a graphic artist that will do this for you and say, hey, make up, you know, I'll give you $10 or something to make up a guarantee that looks all pretty. And you just print that same guarantee with every single bid. The third one might be, like I said, if you do picture IDs, you might want to have a picture of your staff or a picture of ID, or make a fake ID with a customer in there that you put in there. So the first thing you have to do is kind of line out all the pieces that are going to be in it. So you might say every bid packet is going to have 7 pieces, the guarantee, the insurance, the this, the that. And of those 7 pieces, 5 are going to be exactly the same, right? You're going to have the same guarantee for everybody. You're going to have the same insurance for everybody. 2 are going to be different. You might have your actual contract, and always put a contract that they can sign or an agreement that they can sign, right? You never want to give them the bid and they go, okay, I'm ready to go. And you're like, oh, I've got to go get a contract. You should have the contract in the part of your bid package, is something they can sign and get you started right away. So that contract obviously is going to be a little different for each person, right? Different amount of times you're going to come, different things you're going to do, different prices. So that piece is going to be different. So again, you might have 5 or 6 or 7 pieces, and only 1 or 2 are going to be changed per person. So step 1, line out all the pieces that you're going to need. Step 2, either create those pieces yourself or pay a graphic designer to do it. Step 3 is get going. So the only thing what I heard you asking is, where would you go for the contract itself? There's a couple resources you can use. 1, go to your janitorial supply company and ask if he knows anybody. 2, we had ISSA on the, that's kind of the janitorial organization worldwide. They're awesome. I'm sure if you're a member of them, as I am, they've got some contracts for you. And then I'm sure you could also Google software you can pay that will create contracts for you. So those are the 3 resources I would go for the contract piece of your bid package. The key of the operation is that contract's just one small part of it, and these other pieces are what's really going to make it special. And then the other thing is, again, I'm a huge fan of food. If you can, buy them, you know, just silly stuff. Like, I've sent Jiffy Pop to people, little ones that you can microwave, like popcorn. I've baked cookies, any stuff like that. We're like, wow, these people are really, they're already surprising, delighting me, and I haven't even done business with them. So does that help get you started on actually creating this thing, Alejandra?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Well, I could yak about this subject all day long, because I am a huge fan of bids, and I know the power that we can have by putting together a good bid package. But I want to make sure we hit the lightning round so we can give you an opportunity to give back to Cleaning Nation, Alejandra. So I'm going to ask you 3 quick questions. I am fully confident you're going to give 3 amazing responses. Question number 1, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
To be on time. Every client is important, no matter how big or small the project is.
Man, and that's good in life. I got to tell you, I've found as I work with more and more people, and you kind of get to know people, that the people that are stupid things, like when they're kind to wait staff or busboys or kind of people that are serving them, when they're kind to those people, they're generally good people. And when they're rude to those people, they're generally not. So I really like that concept, Alejandra, of treat everybody well, whether you're a big customer and you can do a lot for me, or you're a little customer and you don't mean much to me financially, treat everybody well. I think that's great advice for life, not just the cleaning business. Okay, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business, Alejandra, so we can learn from you?
Mispricing, okay. Like being afraid of charge the right price.
It's so funny.
Sometimes I have to work for free.
It's so funny you said mispricing, and I've heard that, probably 3 or 4 or 5 times in all the podcasts that I've done, and not once has anyone said, mispricing, I charge too much. It's always been too little. So pay attention to that little detail, Cleaning Nation. No one's ever said my biggest mistake is I charge too much. It's always they charge too little. So thanks for sharing that, Alejandra. Last question, what's one idea that Cleaning Nation can put into practice right now, today, that will improve their lives or their business?
I think to work, if you are a company that succeed already, just try to help or share your ideas with the new companies.
There you go.
That are trying to grow.
Pay it forward. I couldn't agree more. That's the whole reason I do this show, Alejandra. So I'm 100% in agreement with you. Thank you so much for joining us, Alejandra. Thank you for sharing your passion. It came through. I know you got an accent and you were a little nervous, but you did such a good job. I really appreciate being on the show. If you want to check out Alejandra's show notes page and discover everything you need to grow your cleaning company, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.